And there is a need to go beyond these frameworks because we don't perceive accurately. It's not pure perception. It's not true perception. Yes, it's okay it, as far as it goes. It works so that we can get by, to live, to work and so on, and to have a basic human growth, if you like, ordinary human development. But other things, of course, go on with, you know, can go on because of this perception of self and other. Our mental labelling can become incredibly distorted. In fact, it is distorted, even if we were the most kind of sorted out human being imaginable. There's still a kind of distortion. And sometimes, of course, it can get completely out of hand. There's another term strongly related to Sangnya in early Buddhism used in conjunction with Sangnya, with recognition, and indeed used throughout Buddhism, and that's prapancha. Prapancha, which means something like mental proliferation. Literally, just proliferation. It can also mean manifoldness. We don't just see and recognize and label. Our mind proliferates because of previous habits, views, and so on. You know, we bring to the perceptual situation, you know, so much, you know, baggage, if you like, so that we don't actually see purely. I mean, our perception, for that reason, is distorted. A very simple example, you know, we're waiting for a bus. You know, I sort of imagine him waiting for a bus out there, the village bus. I've got to meet somebody in Norwich at some time. I look at my watch. The bus is a bit late, maybe a few minutes. So really, I'm just standing by the bus stop, just perceiving. But, you know, the bus seems to be getting later. And so rather than just acknowledging that, well, we have this perceptual situation of, you know, looking at the time and it's a nice day and the birds are singing, I think it's late. Wonder why it's late. Well, it's probably held up in traffic because there'll be lots of traffic jams here. And I've got a picture in my mind of the traffic jams going in and out of Norwich. And yeah, well, it might come very late. Maybe there's been an accident. I'll be very late. I'll be terribly late. I'll miss my meeting. If I miss my meeting, it will upset my friend. Oh, I've got my mobile. No, I've forgotten my mobile. Oh, you know, I can't get a signal. If I upset my friend, they won't like me if I'm late. I want to be like, why doesn't he like me? He should like me. And so on and on and on. So I'm putting it very drastically. The mind proliferating, building, imagining a whole world, a whole scenario. Stomach's clenched. It's having physical effects. Actually, the only thing going on is you standing at a bus stop. So perception can turn into this proliferating mind. In fact, there is a notion that develops in Buddhism, even early Buddhism. The whole world, all experience, is prapancha, is this proliferation. Everything is a sort of mental creation. There's this manifoldness. You don't actually see the world as it actually is. You see it through the crust, the filter of your proliferating mind. You've worked up basic perception into a world where there's a real self, a real other, where there's love and hate and all the rest of it. And the Buddha is very strong in some passages, in some Pali texts. Because of false sangnya, false perceiving, prapancha arises. Men crave and hate. They take up the stick. They take up the weapon. This reminds me, you know, talking in this way, of a talk that Sangharakshita gave in India to, you know, a great crowd of Buddhist people. You know, many of them not particularly well educated, I think one can say. And he just started off by expounding the Yogacara system of consciousness. Incredibly complex Buddhist psychology. Well, there they don't talk about so much in terms of prapancha, but the sort of evolving out of ignorance of the klishto manovijnana, the defiled mind consciousness, this deep-seated aspect of us, which believes that there is a real division, a real split between self and other. It was a masterful, complex, clear, but even quite simple exposition, and people were completely enthralled. And I thought, where is he going? Why is he, you know, on late Mahayana, consciousness theory? And then suddenly, out of this, he said, because of this defiled mind consciousness that splits, that divides, because of this, there is caste. There is the notion of caste. There is the notion of untouchability. There is division and tension between men. There is ill treatment. There's violence. There's war. There's injustice. The Buddhist concern with perception is not really metaphysical in the end. It's not really about scholastic muttering and speculation. It's intensely practical. Because we perceive self and other, there is greed and hate and malice and cruelty and absence of sympathy. And these things cannot be dealt with simply on the level of moral exhortation. They can't be dealt with simply by just improving things economically and all the rest of it. Not that those things are unimportant. You know, be good to one another because the Buddha says so, or because the Pope says so. That's not going to cut it. That's not actually going to cut the mustard. We need tools, we need methods to get at, to deal with mistaken perception, to refine mistaken perception, to purify perception, to cleanse perception, even to transcend the whole notion of perception whatsoever.